ended off last week talking about what's wrong with the world, what's wrong with us. And we talked about how we have a God-shaped hole in our hearts, that we were created to have this close personal relationship with God, where God would fill us in a way that only He could. But because of that problem with sin that we described last week, we do try to fill that hole with everything but God. Everything but what actually fits there. Mm-hmm. Could be our careers, our families, homes, friends, whatever. We can use anything in this world to try to fill that hole. We're often still left searching, like Freddie Mercury was when we quoted him last week, for a loving, ongoing relationship that never lets us down. So what we're looking to do here is see if Jesus fits that God-shaped hole. Where does he fit? Is he just a good teacher? Is he something more? Well, first of all, we need to deal with an obvious question. It came up in that video that we watched a few minutes ago. Did Jesus really exist? There were a couple of people in that video who said, I'm not sure if he was even a historical person on earth. It's only an obvious question for us because we're so far from those days, right? It's been about 2,000 years since Jesus walked this earth as a human, and so it's been a long time, and so I don't fault you for wondering if, you know, did he really exist? But we have to say, you know, well, what did those alive in Jesus' day think? Clearly, they would have had more opportunities than we would to figure out if Jesus had really existed or not. And we've got to see, you know, have they left us any records to know if Jesus really existed or not? Because we don't have the opportunity for firsthand evidence or to ask somebody we know and trust. If Jesus really did exist. You know, think about Henry Ford. Henry Ford isn't that far from us today. He's a couple generations away. You could probably find one of his descendants today and ask them, you know, where did you come from? And they could say, well, Henry Ford. You can see evidence of Henry Ford on the road today. You can see cars that owe to his legacy. It's only been a couple generations. We don't question whether Henry Ford existed. There's enough evidence out there. There are enough close relations that we can ask, and ask enough of them that we can see if it's actually trustworthy or just something that a couple people made up. And we can also check some written sources. The collection of evidence can come together to give us a good sense that, okay, this person actually did exist and walk this earth. We have all those things for Jesus. Not everybody likes to trust that. It can be a little difficult, probably because Jesus' claims are so much more astounding than Henry Ford. Henry Ford, invented the automobile and the assembly process to put them all together, and that we can see in our lives how that works, how it could have been us if we were just a little bit smarter, born in the right year, and those kinds of things. But Jesus' claims were very astounding, and so naturally people are a bit more skeptical of them, even though we do have evidence in people's lives that Jesus is actually alive and well in their hearts. We actually do have a line of succession of people who knew Jesus, people who knew Jesus. That exists today, even though there's many generations. We also have written materials that those who first knew Jesus thought to write down some of the details. Obviously, I'm talking about the Bible, and the most obvious part to consider, at least in terms of the question of Jesus, is the New Testament part of the Bible, the latter part of the Bible that deals with Jesus himself and what happened after he walked this earth. And it was written between 35 and 100 AD. And it's one of the best attested ancient historical manuscripts in existence today. There's actually little doubt in the scholarly world, no matter what the Da Vinci Code might have said, there's little doubt in the scholarly world that the New Testament is a pretty accurate historical document. There are so many copies out there, so many manuscripts, some of them that go way, way back, fairly close to when they were written, that compare to each other so well that we can see that things have been accurately handed down over the years, even though they've had to use manual copying methods and pretty primitive technology compared to what we have today. We can look to modern historians as well and ask, well, you know, do people who for a living, try to figure out if people really existed and events really happened, what do they think? And again, very few serious historians today would ever challenge the idea that Jesus actually existed. They may challenge some of his claims, and you know what kind of a man he was, but very few people would challenge the idea that a man named Jesus walked the earth in that particular part of the world about 2,000 years ago. It's a great deal of evidence for Jesus' existence. And if the New Testament part of the Bible seems to be suspect to you, perhaps because it was written by Jesus' followers, there's actually a great deal of evidence about Jesus outside of those things that are written by his followers. Just from those kinds of non-Christian sources that go way back to within a generation or two of Jesus, we can actually trust that Jesus was from Nazareth, lived a wise and virtuous life. Jesus was crucified in Palestine under Pontius Pilate during the reign of Tiberius Caesar, at Passover time, being considered the Jewish king. These things are all consistent with what's in the Bible. Jesus was believed by his disciples to have died and risen from the dead 3 days later. It wasn't a later story that God added in. It was something that people shortly after Jesus' death were able to say was at least believed by the disciples, even if they didn't believe it themselves. Jesus' enemies even acknowledged that he performed unusual feats. They called them sorcery. He had a small band of disciples, followers, who multiplied rapidly and spread as far as Rome. And Jesus' disciples actually worshipped Christ as God. So all those things were reported by people outside the faith who had little to gain by making up stories. These things all match the Bible's accounts. And if we consider this kind of evidence, we have little reason to believe that Jesus wasn't those things. There's actually a great deal of evidence that shows that those things actually occurred. Well, our question for you today is, what have you read or heard about Jesus in the past? Based on all that, what is your impression of Jesus, and where did you get this from? Did it come from the Bible, or did it come from maybe popular culture? Hope you won't do this question alone, but that you'll discuss it with somebody else you know, from home, from work, from the neighborhood, just wherever you meet up with people. Tell them about this course and invite them to take it alongside you. Could start some great discussions and some great friendships. Have a great discussion. We'll see you tomorrow as we look at how Jesus claimed to forgive sin. Bye for now.